Channel Radio.
Business Bunker.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, February the 10th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
Watcher.
Well, I'm tucking in. Sorry, I'm a little bit tardy, but tucking into some tiffin.
Some what?
Tiffin what ho?
Tiffin what ho?
What ho?
Have you finished all the salami and the edamame beans and the beetroot salad and the other snack food you had before your lunch?
Well, of course, and Kent Dark Chocolate was my guest on Scotland.
Of course, of course. And that was before the tiffin, what is supplied by Nikki's mum.
Well, tiffin is obviously the afternoon tea tiffin, isn't it? That's what you have.
Yeah, but that's not what you were eating.
In the days of the Raj.
No, that's not what you were eating. I saw what you were eating. Well, it was very chocolatey.
I noticed you during my show, The Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show, listener.
Is it?
11 to 12 every Tuesday, where we had these fabulous boys, the Kent Collection, and Paolo and Dawson came on from Cranbrook.
Yeah.
And they brought me in some lovely beer sticks. They were little, you know, that little thing that you were chomping on.
Cigarillos, they looked like.
Yeah.
But they were salami.
Yeah.
Spicy salami.
Very. And they caught me because I was, you know, presenting my show.
Because she stuffed two of them in sideways at the same time and then realised they were spicy.
They were. And it just got me in the throat and I had to, you know, make them talk and shut up. But they do it all themselves. They have little pigs that they go and collect, and then they hang them up in their, you know, by their,
do we need to know this?
By their curly tails, slither them down, and make their charcuterie.
Do they? Thank you for that.
Fabulous. So that's the Kent Collection boys.
Remind me to get you working in their marketing department then.
Rounded up.
Yeah.
By, of course, Julian Lucas from Folkestone, who does Kent Dark Chocolate.
Absolutely. So that was fabulous. Your rubbish show. So, well, shall we talk about ours?
Well,
now?
Not only that, but if Sally for Cakes is listening, just remind
hello,
me.
Hello, Sal.
I've got some chocolate drops from Julian Lucas for you to put in your cakes.
Oh, wow.
Your award-winning cakes.
Hello, Sal. If you're listening, I'm sure you are.
But just in case they stay in my handbag and don't
yeah, you don't
to
want
Sally.
To do that. And you might find, Sally, when she eventually delivers your chocolate drops, that there is quite a large missing section of the what is a substantial packet of them when it left here.
Maybe a little corner cut off.
A little corner cut off and a little half the packet missing. Yeah.
Well, I have a very long journey home, Paul.
Yeah, of course you do.
Back to Whitstable.
Yeah, you know, of course you do.
Sometimes yeah. One has to...
Anyway, enough of all that nonsense.
Who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor are the lovely folks at Rift Accounting.
I love them.
Yeah, based over there in Eureka Park in Ashford. And thank you so much for your sponsorship. And we really do appreciate all the support that you give us from the whole Rift group. And Rift Accounting are the people to talk to. If you've got any questions about running your small business, do give them a shout. And you can find them at riftaccounting.co.uk. So do check that out. We're also sponsored by the Federation of Small Business. And towards the end of the show, we will be doing a roundup of Federation of Small Business news before we go off the air today. But what we'd like to do is talk to you, the businesses of Kent. So if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can contact us in all the normal ways. You can call me on 01303 874998, that's 01303 874998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. but by far and away the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we've already had a few dozen tweets in and we shall be reading them shortly. But I want to start off with an email that I've just received.
You always sound like Huey Green when you say that.
Huey Green?
Yeah, do you remember him?
Our listener isn't old enough to remember Huey Green.
But are you?
That's beside the point.
That do you remember, really, there were two men that looked very similar. I was only sort of 6 months old, but you will remember. There was Huey Green and there was Michael Miles.
Michael Miles,
They looked very similar.
Well, that's because they had kind of competing programmes on a Saturday night.
Double Your Money?
Double Your Money was Huey Green.
Yeah.
And Michael Miles was Open the Box.
You see, this is what I love about you, because you have a memory like an elephant. Whatever I say, you're just on it, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Or on one, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, can I read my email now?
Yeah, go on then.
Now, you started a girl's tittering in the corner now as well.
I know. Why are they laughing?
I don't know.
It's because we've just seen this awful picture.
Really?
Hey.
Oh, it's them eating tiffin.
Oh, right, okay.
I caught them eating tiffin.
And you tweeted it out.
And they weren't doing any guest work at all. They're just scoffing.
I've just had an email in, and it says, "Dear Paul and Jules, you have in the past kindly mentioned my business and wondered if you would be good enough to do so again today. I teach people how to retrain their brain using a cutting-edge technique."
You need that.
What?
You need that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The cutting edge technique called the lightning process.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've heard of
it. You need plugging into the electric, that's for sure. I'm giving a free talk.
My hair always looks like that.
Are you going to interrupt the whole of this programme?
Maybe. I've got a little tiffin
high.
Yeah,
well, I've changed the format now after 6 years.
I've got a tiffin high.
I'm not surprised.
Carry on, Paul.
Thank you. That's so kind.
It is your show.
Yeah. Brenda. For it is her.
Brenda Cameron.
So it is Brenda Cameron. And she says, "I teach people how to retrain their brain using a cutting-edge technique called the lightning process.
Can she teach them
how to talk? I'm giving a free talk at the Horsebridge Centre on Sunday, March the 8th, 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. And some of your listeners may have read Norman Doidge's article in The Guardian on Sunday. Do you believe that you can think yourself well, changing the very structure of your brain over time through rigorous training?" So that's what the lightning process is all about. We will put a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website. But Brenda Cameron is doing a free talk on the lightning process on Sunday, March the 8th, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Horsebridge Centre in Whitstable. Get along.
She, actually, you know, our friend Gerard
Yakimovicius.
Yakimovicius.
The one you can't say. Yeah.
The one that you spray when you say. He went along and he said it was very, very interesting, because it can also help people with, I don't know if you mentioned it, I wasn't really listening.
No, you never listen to me.
But, well, I try not to.
You're like my mum.
I try not to, but it is for people.
She's like my mum.
With,
she never listens to me either. Have you got a vest on, Paul? I've told you that already. What?
It's for very good for people with ME or chronic fatigue and things like that. Did you mention that or not? Did Brenda mention that?
No.
Not, well, it is.
Not in the email, but I'm sure it does
know,
in the flyer.
The lightning process, yeah.
Cool.
And she's done a lot of training for that.
Right.
So I might go along. When was it, March the...
Oh.
See, you're not concentrating.
No, I'm not. I did all of this.
March the 8th.
I did all of this, and then it's Sunday, March the 8th, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Do pay attention.
Yeah, I was eating
at the Horsebridge Centre in Whitstable.
Fabulous. I shall be going.
Thank you. I've just had a tweet. I know, so you messed it all up now.
It's my fault.
Yeah, it was. I've just had a tweet from Louise Henley.
I love her.
Yeah. And Louise and I actually had breakfast yesterday at Frankie's Farm Shop.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you're normally up that time.
No, well, we had lots of things to discuss.
Was it late? Was it brunch?
No, it was breakfast. It was 9:30 when I arrived.
Okay.
And it was definitely breakfast, because I stayed through brunch and had brunch later.
Nice.
But as you know, I'm president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and Louise is the chair of that august organisation.
Yes.
And we were talking about some cunning plans. Well, Louise has just tweeted me to say, "I am with the Herbs Palsy Group." That will be the lovely Juliet.
Yeah.
"And we're discussing a fundraiser for later this year. And Paul, your name is on the top of the list."
Oh, I'd get that moved.
Now, that's worrying, because I happen to know what they're planning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're planning a Zumbathon.
Oh, and you'd be good at that.
And if they think I'm Zumbering at the head of that, they've got another thing coming.
I think you'd be very good at Zumba.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Louise and Juliet, for your tweet, and I hope your cunning plans come together.
You see, you could Zumba with a Zimmer, couldn't you?
Zumba with a Zimmer?
Yeah, that's more you.
Is that?
Yeah.
We can have a band.
Yeah,
Zumba and the Zimmers.
Zumba and the Zimmers.
Mm-hmm.
We know John Nurden's lot, what they call the Wrinklies.
The Wrinklies, yeah.
Yeah, John Nurden, who has the Wrinklies.
I've also had a tweet from Bill Skinner.
Oh, yes, hello.
And he says, "Paul, Business Bunker, Jules, her, the lot of you, shout out, please. Only 5 days left until Valentine's Day." Who knew?
It's great, because it's a Saturday night.
Yeah. That means...
You've got your sheepskin rug ready.
That means that Friday... Oh, get out of it. Do you know, I've never had a Valentine's card.
You've never laid on a sheepskin
I'm
rug.
I'm not even going there. I'm changing the subject completely. I've never had a Valentine's card.
Oh, that's so sad.
And if Valentine's Day is on Saturday, that means that Friday's the 13th.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, Bill Skinner has said...
Isn't he the jeweller?
Yes. What's on your jewellery wish list?
Ah.
So I think... Do you know what you're getting for Valentine's Day? What are you buying, Gav?
Well, I'm not sure. Once I was rather sweet. When I was in my early years of marriage, I made him little...
That was last year,
Little heart-shaped sandwiches that he took
Did
to work.
Did you? How cute is that?
It was lovely.
That's sad.
Little brown bread and things.
Oh, lovely.
And then once, to really embarrass him, I did a big balloon thing, but he said, please don't ever do that again, because it all went marching into his work. He wasn't very keen on
that. I'm not surprised.
But the heart-shaped sandwich, I think we're probably going to be really boring and stay in like the wood burner.
Right.
A bottle of Rutherford Organic Prosecco.
Each.
For me.
Yeah.
He'll have a couple of whiskies or something.
Yeah.
And then...
And you'll finish the bottle,
I want him to cook
lobster.
Then
you'll pass out,
I want him to cook lobster. I won't pass out after one bottle.
No, that's true.
I can easily handle three.
That is true. That is very true. I can testify to that, listener.
But I'm hoping for a lobster. That's what I'd like.
Okay. A date would suit me.
I've got some dates in my sandwich.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, they're from Morocco.
Yeah.
Fresh?
Yeah, you've taken a few bites out of them, surely.
But aren't you doing your Kent dating agency?
No, we're not mentioning that.
Oh, aren't we?
No, as I told you. Anyway,
what else can we mention?
Bill Skinner.
Gary Glitter?
No. Just behave.
Rolf Harris?
But just behave, okay? Bill Skinner. Bill Skinner Studios, and you can find them online at BillSkinnerStudios.co.uk, or you can go to their lovely emporiums, and they have a studio in Tenterston High Street and a studio in Otford, and they make the most wonderful jewellery, all designed and made by Bill. So do have
I
a look
at
that.
I need to go along. Where is it? Otham?
Otford.
Yeah.
The nearest one to you is near us, but we wouldn't let you into Tenterston,
would
we?
Well, he could do a little something at the horse bridge, perhaps, a little launch.
Yeah, could do.
In Whitstable.
Anyway, so do check that out. Either if you can get to one of the shops, then do so. Otherwise, have a look online at BillSkinnerStudios.co.uk and have a look at the absolutely fabulous jewellery that they produce. We've had a gazillion tweets, and I'm going to be sorting them out while Jules reads you one of her non-contentious emails.
Okay, nothing about Gary Glitter here, hopefully. It's already February, and this month it's the famous Digibri, and they're going to be focusing on open source and commercial web development. This is on Wednesday, I hear you ask. Wednesday, February the 11th, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Gulbenkian Theatre, and they're very proud to say that they've got the particularly excited to welcome Simon Wardley. He's from Leading Edge Forum, and Simon has worked for various governments and large organisations and is voted as one of the most influential techie people in the UK. So if you're a developer or you work in an agency, this is great for you, Wednesday, February the 11th. They're also going to have Helen Farley, founder of Kent-based 6-2 Design, and she'll be delivering a talk on why open source is good for us all. What's open source, Paul Andrews?
It's stuff that isn't closed. It's software that isn't closed, so anybody can play with it or mess with it or alter it or change it or use it.
For a web design sort of thing? Or?
Yeah. Well, for anything. Open source is just a general term for any open software.
From the customisability and freedom and to the power of the community, they say. Helen will explain them while there are numerous valuable assets for the commercial environment. Also, Deeson will be there, and they're going to be talking the solutions architect, Steve Coppins-Smith. He's focusing on Scrum. What's Scrum?
I don't know. You got the email.
Scrum. He's going to tell us about what Scrum is. Well, I thought it was something to do with rugby.
Well, it could be.
Men rolling about. I do like a Scrum.
Yeah.
Which bits can be easily applied to clients and which can't. So Scrum, that'll be there. And then Simon Warbley is also giving a talk as a Leading Edge Forum. And he's... talking about global research and thought leadership community and identifying and adopting next practices. And also there'll be a startup spotlight. And that will be, the spotlight is shining on and makeitbetter.net. And see you at 7:30, they say, at the Gulbenkian on February the 11th, 7:30 to 9:30. Lots of words I didn't really understand there.
Yeah, that's good.
Quite techie.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Excuse me.
You're being very noisy.
I know. Well, I'm getting my own back on you. I'm trying to drown out some of the nonsense you keep coming out with.
Kent Foundation have got recruiting volunteer business mentors, revitalising your own creativity, stimulate your personal business acumen, and support a young, inspiring and potential business person. And the next 1.5-day training course is Thursday the 12th of February, 9 to 1 in Maidstone. And Thursday the 19th of February, 9 to 4, also in Maidstone. To find out more, please go to hello at kentfoundation.org. And there is a number, which is 01622 694341.
Fantastic.
12th of February, 19th of February.
Thank you. Gillingham Football Club are playing the MK Dons. And they have a platinum sponsor package available for this match, which is this Saturday on Valentine's Day. Hey, you could take your girl to a Valentine's Day match. That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would go
platinum
down
package.
Well.
The package includes a tour of the stadium, full hospitality hosted in the boardroom, a two-course meal, complimentary beer and wine, half-time refreshments, seating in the director's box, vote for man of the match, present man of the match champagne. You get a signed You get a signed Gillingham shirt. And a half-page advert in the match day programme. And the package is for and the package price is for four people, and it's £500. What's not to like?
I like the sound of the director's box and the champagne.
I know, I thought you would, and the free meals.
Yeah.
And that's from Nick Nicolou, Nick, who is the general sales manager at Gillingham Football Club. And you can get in touch with Nick by emailing him at nick@priestfield.com, nick@priestfield.com, or you can call him on 01634 350128. So if you fancy a platinum sponsorship package for this Saturday's game, Gillingham versus the MK Dons, do get in touch with Nick Nicolaou at Gillingham Football Club. Thank you.
Nick Nicolaou must have a little bit of, what do you think, the Greek in him?
I would have thought.
Or could be Cypriot.
It could be the same thing.
What do you think? Well, is it, though?
I'm not getting into... You've already got us into trouble with the authorities over certain alleged miscreants in the world. And to now start a global incident between various Adriatic... residing populations, is not where I want to go.
You know what he's going to do, the new Prime Minister of Greece? I was quite impressed, actually. He's going to, he's aiming to clamp down on, you know, the, called?
This is Panorama, brought to you by Jill Serkin, with her full knowledge of political world affairs.
You know, you go to a hotel with the family, and what is it, you know, the free thing, where you do everything's for free, what's it called?
Complimentary.
You pay the whole package and then you just scoff and drink and everything. It's got a name.
All inclusive.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah.
So he is going to clamp down on all inclusive. Now, I found this interesting from a business point of view, Kent small businesses, because why is he doing it, Paul Andrews?
Because he thought you might go. No. If you went, you'd finish the Greek economy in one go, wouldn't you?
No.
You'd eat their entire year's supply of lamb kebab and Retsina, wouldn't you?
Why is he doing it, Paul? And I don't like Retsina. He's doing it because what happens is people stay on campus. They stay in the hotel and scoff and quaff and drink daiquiris and things, and they never go out and visit the local tabepnas and tavernas and eat.
Did I not?
So the little local restaurants and the little local shops and all the creatives and jewellers and everything are not seeing anyone because these tourists just go and stuff themselves. And then I thought that was very interesting from a business point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, we could end all the problems in the Middle East if we sent Jules there, because she'd just eat the place out, like a plague of locusts. You know, like in various religious books, they had descended on them plagues of locusts. We could send a plague of Jules. They would do the same thing.
Didn't we eat locusts on this show once?
We did indeed. We had fried locust.
Yeah, who was that with?
That was with Ben Bartlett from...
That's right. Bushgrub.
Bushgrub. Yeah, absolutely.
Who's on Twitter?
We've had a tweet from the Fantasy Podcast.
Really?
Yes, it's Vanilla Wub. Vanilla Wub.
Is that your fantasy?
Yeah, I just changed my name to Vanilla Wub. It's got more of a ring to it, hasn't it? Really?
Yeah, on your sheepskin wug.
Yeah, on my sheepskin wug.
Yeah, you've turned into Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, you're a wabbit, you are.
Who says that?
You don't even want a wabbit.
Yeah.
Mr. Magoo.
You've turned into Jonathan Ross, though, haven't you?
But
he's been, isn't he? He's crept back onto BBC Two after being banned.
He's on the radio, isn't he?
He's crept back.
He was standing in for Steve Wright last week.
It didn't take long to creep back, did it?
No, there you go.
Carry on.
Anyway, the Fantasy Podcast says, good luck with today's show. I'm listening in and really enjoying it. And that's from Oliver McNeil of the Fantasy
Podcast.
That's
someone actually enjoying the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's unusual.
I know. I think he's probably made that bit up.
That's tickled Nicola.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, should we tickle Nicola some more off air? Because do you know what I'm going to do now?
Tunage.
I'm going to play a bit of tunage.
What have you got?
Hey, what do you reckon this is?
I don't know. Oh, it's Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. Sorry. Tub thumping.
Yeah, like this. Tub thumping. I get knocked down.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kimbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly annoying Jules Serkin.
Am I?
Yeah, the Twitter's gone mad with all the things you made me do earlier. They're all taking the mickey out of me now. And it's all your fault. I blame you entirely.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show. We've no idea why you are, because it's absolutely insane here. But do keep your tweets coming. We've got loads of emails to read. We've got loads of tweets still coming in. But what I'd really, really, really like to do now is to introduce our first guest. And we're absolutely pleased, delighted, and made up by the fact that we are joined for the first time ever on the Business Bunker Show by the lovely Nicola Ratcliffe. Nikki.
Hello.
Hiya. And Nikki is from Virtually You. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure for you to join us. We're really pleased that you're here. Why don't we kick off by finding out a little bit about you, like your background and what you do and why you do it and stuff
first
like that.
First of all, what's her mum's name? Because she sent in some lovely tiffin.
Yeah, do give a shout out for your mum, because she has made Jules's day.
My friends told me not to say that my mum made it and to say that I made it.
Right, okay.
I can't actually lie, so...
So the tiffin you made, Nikki, was fabulous. Thank you so much. It must be a recipe of your mum's.
Yeah. It is really lovely. What's your mum's name?
Hazel Stanley.
Hazelnut.
That's why she was reluctant to tell you, because she'd make some stupid pun about it. Hazel, your tiffin was to die for. Thank
it
you
was.
So much for that. We really do appreciate it. Jules ate the lot, basically.
Well, why not?
Brilliant.
I have to put up with you.
Absolutely. Anyway. Nikki, thank you for joining us. Thank you for bringing the tiffin, which was much appreciated. Why don't you start off by telling us about you and about what you do and how you do it and why you do it?
Okay, well, back in 2005, I had quite a life-changing experience, and I was involved in the tube bombings.
Oh, wow.
The 7th of July.
Yeah.
I was on one of the trains that was bombed. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it was quite mad, and it makes you rethink your life completely.
Mm.
And, you know, and I realised life was too short. I wanted to do something different, but I didn't know what. So I carried on in the job that I was doing.
Mm.
And then I was made redundant the beginning of last year.
Mm.
I got another job quite quickly, but I wasn't enjoying it, so I thought, this is it, this is the time, I'm going to do something that I love.
Okay.
And
it's really interesting you should say that. About a year or so, maybe 2 years ago, we had Pam Warren. I don't know if you remember Pam.
Yeah.
Pam was severely burnt in the Paddington train crash. And funny enough, she had a kind of similar epiphany to you.
Yeah.
Because something really major and traumatic happened in her life. It made her sit and rethink exactly everything.
Yeah.
When did you make this change? 2006, 2007?
I started to think about it, but I spent quite a long time trying to work out what I really wanted to do.
If you don't mind me asking, what were you doing up until that point?
I was a legal secretary.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so quite different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and you were a legal secretary, presumably in London, in a city. And you started to rethink where you were in the world. And what did you come to as a conclusion?
Well, I started writing little reviews for this walking group that I'm in.
Right.
We do sort of weekends away, and I started writing reviews of our weekends away, and a few friends commented on social media saying, oh, you know, that's really good, you should do that for a career. And I just thought, oh, actually, that's not a bad idea. So I started running the walking group's Facebook page and really enjoyed it.
Right.
And then my dad, I think, once said, oh, you do know people get paid to do social media. And I just thought, oh, my God, that's my dream job.
Hmm.
And so I decided to focus on social media.
When did you start doing it?
Towards the end of last year.
Okay.
Yeah. But I really enjoy it.
Okay. So... as well as the social media, though, you as you said, you're also writing content.
Yeah.
And you're writing content for your walking group page. Are you writing content for other people?
Yeah, I write blogs on behalf of businesses, so I help them with their blogging.
Okay. So, I mean, that's something that I kind of want to explore and expand on a bit, because everybody knows in business, everybody knows that a blog is the way to get more traction and more traffic to your website, to your Facebook page, whatever. And everybody has something to say about blogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for most of us, we kind of sit there and go, I get that. Yeah, no, I get that. I haven't got a clue what to write, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've got to kind of try and put yourself in the position of your customer.
Yeah.
And what would interest them. I think a lot of people try and maybe be too salesy at times.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be promotional. It can be just something of interest.
I absolutely, totally agree with you 100%. Those people that try and sell or push something too often,
yeah,
just turn people off. It's got to be interesting. No, I absolutely totally agree.
Yeah.
So with the kind of commissions that you have, what do you do? So somebody, if I came along to you and said, okay, Nick, write me a book and I'll have it by this afternoon. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I would normally sit down and have a nice long chat,
right,
for as long as that person would like. And find out.
See, over tiffin.
That wouldn't work with me, Nick. Because as soon as I open my mouth, a certain other person here would stick her oar in.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I get the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And try and find out who their ideal customer is,
yeah,
what their goals are.
Right.
And what topics they want to cover with their blog.
I was going to say, I mean, the thing that interests me is, as someone that, you know, struggles to think about topics, and I think quite a lot of business people do, is that an area where you can help? You know,
yeah, I'm good at coming up with, you know, different angles on things.
Yeah,
something that will capture someone's eye.
So for instance, if you were writing a column for George, you could, based on all of your experience as a formal legal secretary, say, I'll tell you what, let's write a blog that doesn't mention anybody that's in the news about any potentially alleged criminal activities.
Yeah.
We could do that kind of thing, can we?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
That would be great.
There's not many left, really.
No, you've had a go at everyone, really, haven't you? So you could do that, okay.
I could do that. I'd be happy to do that for you, Jules.
Come round, we'll talk about it over some Kent tiffin. Dark chocolate and tiffin.
Yeah.
And some Kent Collection charcuteries.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
So, trying to be sensible for a moment here, and it doesn't really happen too often, but... so you will sit down and discuss with the client,
yeah,
their business and their target market and the kind of people they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
And then float some ideas about the content of a blog.
Yeah.
And do you have any rule of thumb about how often you blog for a business? What I mean, but what I'm trying to get a feel for is what the life is. On the Kent Business Radio, we've got loads of blogs.
Yeah, I've been reading them.
Yeah,
actually.
But
they're quite interesting.
I get them from all over the place. Of the 40 blogs we've got there, I probably wrote one, and that was the worst one on there.
You've got mine on there, even.
Yeah, exactly. There is another worse one. Yeah. But people send me blogs, which I find useful.
Yeah.
What I don't know is what the lifespan of that blog is. But what I do actually do is I tweet it out and I Facebook it, and then a couple of months later I might go back and do it again once I've had a few more in between.
Can reuse them.
Yeah,
quite a lot of people do that.
Okay.
What about the length?
Maybe 400 words, I would say.
Okay.
But you can write a long one if it's really interesting. People will read it.
Funnily enough, it's funny you should say that, Nick, because I was reading somewhere yesterday, I think on Twitter, somebody put up an infographic about the length of things that people will read, and how quickly we get bored now.
Yeah.
You know, an attention span. You know, we live in a very fast-paced world with micro attention spans. And it seems to me the younger you are, the smaller your attention span is.
All the kids now are brought up on iPads and things in their cots.
It's Twitter. It's trying to say something in 140 characters and have I'm not going to get into this. I did a radio program first thing this morning for the BBC on what wasn't intrinsically a very contentious thing, but everybody got very contentious about it, and trying to explain quite a complex subject in 140 characters on Twitter, it's incredibly difficult. And eventually you just end up giving out sound bites. So something between 140 and 400 or 500, I would have thought, is the perfect length.
And bullet points are good as
you
know, top seven of something you want to recommend
absolutely. I guess unless it's something that is absolutely stunningly thrilling, that, you know, you don't want to go into two or three pages because you're not trying to write a book or a magazine article. Or
headings
whatever.
Are good as well. If you put headings, that keeps people's attention.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And one of the things that strikes me, it's a bit like the old Sun, you know, Freddie Starr ate my hamster. Sometimes you have
it's
to.
It's all
have,
about the header.
Oh, yeah, completely random.
But sometimes it's about a header to drag people in to actually want to read. So
you've
got to come up with a good attention grabber, because there is so much out there in the space, you know, that sometimes you just miss it all. Unless somebody sends it to you and says, read that. Have you read that? It's really good. You can actually miss things unless they've got these really bizarre headlines.
What about your social media service?
Oh, yes.
What kind of things are you doing? You're doing Facebook or...?
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+.
Now, you see, I'm on everything. And Google Plus, though, Google Plus, I've got a Google Plus account, and it is like tumbleweed. There's just very little happens on Google Plus in the UK.
I think it's good to be on it because it ranks well
with Google.
On Google, so it's a good idea to be on it. But I think it's building slower than some of the other ones. But that may mean that it will be around longer.
Quite possibly.
Well, the trouble is, there's so many, and you know, if you're in a business and you're marketing yourself, you've got to be on everything, and there's only so much time in the day, which is where we need you.
Yeah,
absolutely. So. What, 18 months you've been doing this now? A year, 18 months?
Yeah, sort of as a hobby and then, as a career.
Okay. And where are you based?
Sittingbourne.
Okay.
Although, actually, I'm moving to the Innovation Centre.
Which one, Medway or...?
Medway.
Yeah, okay. Because there's three
in Kent,
isn't
there? It could have been anyone.
Funnily enough, we have a lot of listeners in the Medway Innovation Centre. Mr. Chris Pollard's based there, and Brian Davis is based there, and Sean Murphy's based there, and quite a few of our regular listeners are hanging out there.
Yeah, I know Sean. She's been quite helpful for me.
Yeah, yeah. She does a show on this very radio station called Women in Business. No, that's cool. Good. So, are you enjoying it? That's the key thing.
Yes, I really love it.
I want to ask what tools you're using for Twitter.
What tools?
Are you using any apps or tools to help you?
What, you mean like Hootsuite or whatever?
Like Hootsuite.
I use Hootsuite, But sometimes I like
But only on Hogman, eh?
See, I knew she was angling
the
for
thing
a pun
is,
there.
You know me too well, Andrew.
I wasn't even going to go there. Yeah.
He knows me too well. So you're using Hootsuite?
Yeah.
Okay, are you using any other apps at all?
Not really, I just mainly stick with Hootsuite.
Okay, and are you doing it on your phone mostly, or in an office, or are you doing it while you march around?
On my PC, mostly.
Okay.
So I do my own on my phone, but I do other people's on my PC,
Cool. So you're pleased that you made this leap, and I just want to explore that because so many people I speak to tell me that one of their dreams is to work for themselves. But it's so hard to let go of that salary check and that, you know, that comfort zone.
Yeah.
Did you find that traumatic, letting go?
I did.
Originally?
I did. A friend shared a video of Jim Carrey on Facebook.
Right.
And he was talking about his dad.
In mask. Oh, no.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Smoking. Smoking.
Sorry.
It's all right, private jokes.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say.
No, I'm sorry.
No, he was doing a speech to a university.
Right.
And I think they were graduating, and he basically was talking about his dad and saying that his dad could have been a brilliant comedian, but he was very conservative, so he got a job.
Right.
And he was made redundant. And then that inspired Jim Carrey, because he basically said, you could fail at a job that you don't enjoy, so you might as well fail at something you actually enjoy.
Absolutely.
Because either way, you know.
I'm good at that. I can fail at all kinds of things.
But you might as well do it on something you love. And I just thought, you know, I've got nothing to lose. I might as well just give it a go.
So. Absolutely. And you're pleased that you did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It helps having the support of your friends and family.
Of course. Of course.
A mum that pops in with a bit of
tiffin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does she live near you?
She does.
Near enough to pop over with a box.
Cool. Look, we could talk about this all day. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time, Nick. Why don't you give us a shout out for your website, your Facebook page, your LinkedIn, or your Twitter handle, or any of the ways that you want people to get hold of you to find out more about what you do and how you do it and where you do it.
Okay, my website is virtuallyu.co.uk. That's you, the letter U.
Yep.
My Twitter handle is @virtuallyu1, and my Facebook page is virtuallyu social media. If anyone is struggling with social media or needs help with it, I'm happy to help them. I do coaching as well as monthly management.
Cool. Fabulous. Thank you for that.
Okay.
All the links for Nicola's website and Twitter handle and stuff are on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you didn't get a note of that while Nick was reading it out, do look at the Kent Business Radio website. It's all on there, and you can get in touch with her through that. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and try and keep Jules under control. But for the moment, Nicola Ratcliffe of Virtually You, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. I'll tell you what, Julesy, you can read an email while I sort the tweets out, because the tweets are going mad. My phone's bounced off the
side.
They
are. They, well, you have got an iPhone 6. Chris Connect says that he's...
I thought you were just going to say I had a big one.
You did. I said earlier, I told you. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I said you had a short one, didn't I?
You did.
One.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Mandy Brooke.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, Recruitment South East saying hi. Hello, Mandy.
Well, I was going to say hello, Mandy. I was going to say Chris Connect says he's listening in from the Innovation Centre. And he does social media using a quill and paper, and the message is delivered by a bird.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Very amusing.
Ha, ha, ha.
Kenton Victor Chamber.
The sad thing is he isn't joking. He really does use a quill.
Kenton Victor Chamber have an after-hours networking, and they've got quite a few going on in the Kent area. So the next one is on the 17th of February, which is next Tuesday. It's at Bridgewood Manor in Chatham. And then there's another one also on the 17th, the Abbott's Barton in Canterbury. I've heard they do a very nice chocolate brownie there. Wednesday 25th of February at the Best Western Coniston in Sittingbourne. And Tuesday the 3rd of March at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. To find out more, go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk events. There is a number, which is 01-233-503-838. And it's 6 to 7:30, and it's After Hours Networking Club.
Fantastic, thank you. We've had a tweet from Home Instead, and their Twitter handle is homeinstead_TW. And Home Instead are a group of guys over in West Kent that provide care for you in your own home, we are listening into the Business Bunker show and getting our weekly fix of your program, so thank you very much for joining
us.
So
if you're rather than going into hospital,
yeah,
they would come around and do you a meal and things like that.
Rather than going into a home, they will look after you in your own
because
home.
Because you remember when my dad was sadly passing away, but he wanted to go home. He wanted to go home in January. And I tried to get him into the hospice because I knew my mum at 84 wouldn't be able to handle him at home at night.
Yeah.
And the night care was very, very expensive and also a bit airy-fairy from the NHS.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had to pay privately and he needed two carers at night to lift him.
Yeah.
Which would have cost us about, I think it was £180 a night.
Yeah.
And then in the day, you don't know what time people are coming. No plans.
Yeah, sure.
So somebody like them would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And also the other organisation is CHIPS, the charity that does end-of-life terminal care for children in their own home.
Yeah.
Which is...
spelt C-H-Y.
Sad, yeah, it's sad, but lovely in its own way, if you see what I mean.
Needed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so that children can feel comfortable in their own surroundings. And they do a fabulous job of looking after people at home as well. But homeinstead_TW on the Twitter. Home Instead are preferred providers of carers and supporters and helpers in your own home. And thank you for listening in. We've also had a tweet from Dan James Parker. And Dan is a racing driver. And he currently has a Kickstarter project. And he'd like you to look at it. And if I can find it somewhere, he's got a link to it on here.
In your own time.
Yeah, it's indiegogo.com/projects/Dan-, hold on, it's still loading, Parker/Janetta. You don't need the rest of it. indiegogo.com/projects/Dan-Parker. Do check that out. He's raising money for this season's racing in a Janetta. I believe that's an Alfa Romeo. And Dan is a former soldier.
I like his, he's got a nifty little logo there as well.
He has.
His
name. I wonder what you're going to say for a minute.
Hey, look, Valentine's Day. While you're rolling around on your sheepskin rug, Paul Andrews, you can also have Hush Heath Winery. I know you're teetotal, but the lucky lady could have yours, of course. So it's Valentine's Day drawing.
I think we'll gloss over that.
Ever closer. Or man, of course, depending on...
Just get on with it, eh?
Why not treat your loved one to something a bit different, said Hush Heath Winery. Rather than the usual meal out, you can have a guided tour of our state-of-the-art winery, a tutored tasting of our wines and ciders, followed by a complimentary glass of Balfour Brut Rosé. That's a 2010. So when you drink it, it goes, you're nice. And a delicious high... Complimentary, get it?
Yeah, no, I got it.
A delicious high tea... So what's a high tea? served to you in our winery in a very unique setting. It's an amazing price. It's £39 per couple. So what's half of 39? That's something ahead. 15 something. Come on, you
it's
can do the math.
It's 19 quid. It's £19.50.
Come on. Well, you knew. You just wanted to make me squirm. Maths was not my strong point. Available over... I don't think I have a strong point. maths, anyway.
They didn't do alcoholism at her school. She was at school in Essex, and I...
I went to a rough comp. We only learnt about baobab trees.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so it's 39 a couple, and it's available over the Valentine's weekend only, and the following two weekends. Book your ticket through Travel Zoo, or go on to, there's a link, so it's www.travelzoo.com. And it's in Staplehurst in Kent, and that's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 12, O for O, and H for Harry, and T for Tigger. and that's Valentine's Day. Are you eating the Kent dark chocolate over there, ladies? Now tell me what it's like. Come on.
It's very nice, it's yummy.
That's Nikki.
Yeah.
She's just trying to do it really quietly.
Emily, what do you?
Yeah, I really like it.
It's smooth, isn't it? I know you're a white chocolate girl. You need Linton
chocolate. The Milky Bar Kid.
Yeah, but Linton chocolates,
they do.
You'd like theirs.
Right.
But it's not bitter, is it?
No, it's very Moorish.
And you can just nip down to Folkestone and have some.
Well, I'm glad you lot are enjoying your chocolate over there.
The Anne Robertson Centre is run in the centre of Canterbury, and it's generating income.
We got involved in that a couple of years ago, didn't we, when we were fundraising?
Yeah.
That's Pilgrim's Hospice, isn't it?
Heavily involved.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're trying to generate income for the Pilgrim's Hospice. It was the second birthday this week. It's named after the hospice founder, Anne Robertson. And they've got modern meeting.
Well, what's her name?
Anne Robinson.
Oh, blimey, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the one that had the facelifts and things?
Really?
There is an Anne Robinson, isn't there?
Anne Robinson, yeah. The Weakest Link, you're thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
So you are the Weakest Link, Jules. Goodbye.
There are modern meeting and conference venue, four education and training rooms. There's a clinical room as well for practical workshops, as well as breakfast areas. Breakout areas.
Breakfast.
I was thinking that was novel. So, breakout areas, if you get a spot.
Food.
If you get a little spot.
Yeah.
You know, breakout.
Yeah, no, I got it, Jules. I'm just ignoring you.
As well as hiring out the rooms, and the hospice runs its own specialist courses. And so if you want to book facilities in Canterbury, it's 55 London Road. And you can go to www.annrobertsoncentre.org or call the Canterbury code, and the number's been chopped off. No, it hasn't. 01227 812 616. It was chopped off by my thumb.
There you go. Move your thumb.
I did.
We've had a tweet from Simon Cook, and Simon is the principal of Mid-Kent College at Oakwood Park in Maidstone. And he says, Vanilla Web, we would welcome more businesses coming in and working with us to further improve our student opportunities and apprenticeship opportunities. Do that. Do get in touch with the college. I talk to so many businesses that moan about the quality of kids coming out of education. You can't do anything about it unless you get involved. The colleges aren't psychic. They can't read minds. They need to know what you as businesses want from them when they're delivering their students to you. So do get involved with your local college. Mid-Kent College have campuses in Maidstone and Medway, but there are colleges all over Kent. Do get involved with your local college and help them to understand what you need as an employer from them and their students. And the folks at Mid-Kent College are very keen on all this. And I happen to know, because they invited me to speak at it, but I can't because I'm doing something else.
Well, you do go to the opening of an envelope.
I will go to the opening of an envelope. In a couple of weeks' time, it's the first week in March the 9th, I think, is National Apprenticeship Week. And Mid-Kent College in Medway have a big open day, apprenticeship open day, and lots of people are doing things. And on the Business Bunker show that week, we are doing an apprenticeship special as well.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Nice of you to let
me
know.
So I've replaced you, Jules.
Oh, okay.
With somebody young.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's
interesting.
That's not difficult, really, is it?
No, that's true.
You know.
Yeah.
Miriam McGurk, the author of Tales from Turkey, is delighted to announce that she's now partnering with a new publishing company, Empower Publishing. That's M and then capital P-O-W-R, Publishing. And Miriam's first volume of Tales from Turkey will be published on the 4th of June by Empower, and the second volume will follow later this year. And Miriam insists that her quirky Irish humour is being brought out even more to the fore thanks to the guidance and coaching she's receiving from Martin Pentecost and Richard Hagen at Empower Publishing. And the new Twitter address, her new handle is @Miriam_McGurk. That's MCGUIRK. And you can keep up to date with her adventures in Turkey and beyond via her weekly blog and pictures from the mountain, www.talesfromturkey.com. And she would also like to thank all the Bunker listeners for the amazing ongoing support for her writing career, and very much appreciated, she says.
Cool.
That's with her sister.
Thank you, Miriam.
Who makes lovely cake.
Ursula.
Yeah, she makes lovely cake.
Talking out our cousins from across the water in Ireland, at a weekend I was introduced to the lovely Sam Kelly, who's known as...
The Tweeting Goddess.
Tweeting Goddess, yeah, on the Twitter.
Mm.
And Sam does a TV programme on Irish TV.
Right.
And I watched it on satellite on Sunday evening, and very good it was too. And basically, their format is very similar to our format. They're doing local topics for a global audience, basically, is what it's all about. Mm. So they're talking about, she lives in Wexford, County Wexford, although she's originally from Dublin, and she was talking about the kind of things that are happening in the business world in Wexford. But because it's on satellite, you can watch it anywhere in the world. And was what was fascinating. And it was a fabulous programme. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it and watching it. And then she ran, she runs a thing called Irish Biz Party, which is a tweeting. Excuse me. And she just launched recently British business tweeting.
Right.
British Biz Partner. Oh, I can't speak.
British. Because you've had all that salami.
Yeah. British Biz Party is the hashtag, and that's on a Monday evening from 9 till 11, and I joined in with that last night, and boy was that busy, it was a real crack, as they say.
So
it was the crack.
We need Mary Daly on here.
We do need Mary Daly. Funnily enough, Mary works at Croxford Tesco, Ashford. And they have a community space there, and she manages the community space.
Very well, I would think.
She does indeed. And I'm going to see Mary in 2 weeks' time, because I'm doing a talk there for the Department of Work and Pensions to some of their long-term unemployed.
Give her my love.
So I will say hello to Mary, the lovely Mary Daly.
Yes, you'll probably have a crack with her.
We will indeed, because she's absolutely fabulous. She's the most indefatigable person I know.
You'll probably do a little bit of Irish dancing.
She suffers from MS, and she has 4 kids to look after, and she raised millions of pounds to build the MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury, and she's one of the most driven people I know, and she's absolutely lovely.
Mm. She is.
So I'm looking forward to seeing Mary again, because I haven't seen her for a little while. So I'm coming to get you, Mary. We've had a tweet from Rachel Moore that says, waiting to hear from Emily talking print and patterns. And Emily will be on shortly. That's from Emily from Rose Sonic, who Jules keeps calling Rose.
Well, it's confusing, isn't it?
We're going to find out all about this. We're going to find out why this young lady doesn't know her own name. We are going to find that out in a minute when she comes on. And that will be very interesting, won't it? And I've had a tweet here about Red Nose Day.
Oh, you've got one already.
I know.
Lovely.
But Red Nose Day is back on Friday the 13th of March. And they say, we are delighted to announce that Chaucer Direct, you remember Chaucer Direct that were on our show a few weeks ago?
They're based in Whitstable.
They're an car insurance company based in Whitstable, and they have been sponsors of the Business Bunker show in the past. Well, Chaucer Direct are delighted to announce that they are one of the call centres that will be taking calls during this year's Red Nose Day event, taking place on the 13th of March. This means that if you phone to donate during the show on BBC One on the night, you would be speaking to one of their volunteers in their call centre in Whitstable. This isn't the first time we've lent our phone lines to the fantastic cause. Last year we took calls from 5 p.m. until midnight during Sport Relief televised event, which also raised money for Comic Relief. In that time, we took almost 2,500 calls and tens of thousands of pounds in generous donations from the public. Comic Relief funds incredibly work which helps the lives of those in the UK and abroad. With that in mind, we are hoping to beat last year's total, and we're looking forward to hosting a Great British Bake Off style cake competition, as well as making our funny our faces funny for money. So they're doing loads of fundraising themselves. They've got a British Bake Off style cake competition they're doing. They're painting funny faces while they do it, and they're also answering the phones on Red Nose Day. You can find out more about the work that Chaucer Direct are doing for all of these fundraising activities by going to their website, which is chaucerdirect.co.uk/community. So that's chaucerdirect.co.uk/community, and find out about all these things that they are getting involved in to help with Red Nose Day and various other activities.
Do you know, I'm getting, I've eaten so much dark chocolate.
You're getting a sugar buzz.
I'm getting sort of palpitations, but I've had coffee. It's quite strong. I have had about 5 bars.
You have. That's true. And let's just have a bit of totting up here. Beetroot salad, an edamame salad, some salami.
Yeah. Beer sticks.
Beer sticks, toast, bottle of Prosecco when she gets up, obviously. What else have you?
Oh, you know.
Oh, and Tiffin. Thank you, Carrie. Tiffin. And Tiffin. Yeah, absolutely.
Had to be done.
Yeah.
Had to be done.
So you're a bit behind the loop, really. You'd normally have more by now, haven't you?
Yeah. It's been a busy show. Mm. I mean, these guests need keeping in hand, don't they? A bit giggly. Mm. Women in Business have got a spring luncheon. I don't know about you, but I do like a spring luncheon, don't you? It's Tuesday the 24th, and it's at Eastwell Manor, and I do like Eastwell Manor. And they say, wow, do we have a great Women in Business luncheon for you. Lively, fun and informative with lots of networking. They've got two amazing speakers. They've got Denise Barnes, who's talking about From the Catwalk to Estate Agency.
Denise has been on the show.
She was. Mm. And then she's talking about how she set up her own chain of 8 estate agents in the southeast while studying for a degree with the Open University.
I've read her book. It's really fascinating. It's a really good book about how not to sell a business.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. She did really well, didn't she? Because she was trying to sell it, if you remember.
No, she sold it and then she wished she hadn't.
Yeah. But wasn't she trying to sell it and then there was some...
She ended up buying it back. Is what happened. Eventually, she bought it back. But the whole story, buy the book and read it. It's a very convoluted story and she's very open about this. How Not to Sell Your Business is what the book is about.
It's called How Not to Sell Your Business.
Well, strangely. How do these people think of these titles? I just don't know.
They've also got Julianne P. Onan, and she talks about failure comes from not getting up. And she's got a degree in business management, or not getting it up, I suppose, with a degree in business management and finance. Julianne started her journey working abroad in Beijing for an investment banking firm. 3 years ago, at the age of 22, Julianne became owner and CEO of Creative Nature, a superfood brand. And within an 18-month period, she had put the company back into profit, raising the brand's profile and launching new product lines, all with only 2 members of staff. In the last year, Julianne has taken Creative Nature from strength to strength, launching the brand into high-end retailers Ocado and the supermarket giant Tesco. And so they'll both be talking there. She also works for Virgin, mentoring young entrepreneurs. So it's £29.50 at Eastwell Manor. It's on the 24th of March, and it's... what time? Well, it's luncheon, so get there for 10 and then you can start... stockpiling.
Yeah, absolutely. Luncheon in Jules' terms is anything from 8 till 7.
Luncheon.
I once went to lunch with Jules, at the...
you've never done it again.
At Wheeler's, the little fish restaurant in Whitstable, and we met at 12, and I finally staggered out of it at 2:15 in the morning. Seriously.
Was that when I took you to the old Nep?
We ended up in the old Neptune, Jules' 7 bottles of Prosecco down, at 2:15 in the morning.
It was a cracking band.
Where there was a cracking live band on and Jules was inviting them to come on our show.
Yeah. Was that Ginger's Z-Head?
It was Ginger's Z-Head.
They were good. Well done. They're a funk band.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah. It kind of worked on a business show, but, you know.
they were fab.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, become a special effects makeup artist for a morning.
Okay.
This unique opportunity is for 7 to 16-year-olds. And it's an opportunity to work, learn and have fun with double award-winning special effects makeup artist Kate Griffiths. Now, do you know Kate? Kate is very active on the Twitter, and she's the one that tweets really horrible pictures of grotesque stuff she's done for films and TV, you know, like wounds and things that she's made.
Right, yeah.
You need to follow Kate on...
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, so she's doing a stage film and special effects makeup course for kids, because it's half term soon. And she says, discover and learn techniques used in TV and film industries to create trauma makeup effects during a full hands-on interactive workshop, and expect to get messy.
She's done a really good job on you this morning.
She has. Yeah. Very funny. If you want a book, go to www.childrensuniversity.co.uk/CU Kent. CU Kent. That's childrensuniversity.co.uk/CU Kent. We'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. But follow Kate Griffiths on the Twitter, because some of the pictures she posts are scary. They really are scary.
She's very skilled.
She's a very talented lady. Very talented. She did a workshop for the Kent Deaf Children's Society as well, and the kids absolutely adored it. They absolutely had a stonking whale of a time. So, Kate, all power to you. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a little break, play a little
bit
of a tune.
Do a break.
And then we'll be back to talk to our next guest after that.
What have you got?
Well, we just got the break in the show.
What song have you got?
Don't Stop.
Oh,
the show,
that one.
Signature tune.
No,
that's
James Bond yet then.
No. Listener, she sent me a James Bond theme tune, and she said, play this every week.
Yeah, about a month ago.
I go, why? Because I want you to. What?
A little
why?
Segue, darling, a little segue.
Yeah, whatever.
Bring some drama.
Yeah, whatever.
You are James Bond.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.